Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today on this President's Day, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Leanne, it's feeling like vaccinations are rolling out. San Juan Basin Public Health had a really big weekend this past weekend in terms of getting vaccines out to teachers, educators, and the Southern Ute Indian Tribe and that partnership. Let's talk about it.
So we really saw this tremendous convergence. The governor, you know, asked that we start doing educators, child care, and all school staff. And that's because, you know, as we've discussed a lot before, it's so important that kids have options for in-person learning. It meets needs of families in so many different ways, as well as licensed child care. And so one thing is the phases expanded. The other thing that happened is the state enrolled additional providers to really build this ecosystem in order to scale to meet all of the needs. We're going to need vaccine available in lots of places, you know, to lots of people. So that happened. IHS put an infusion of vaccine into Southwest Colorado to meet needs of individuals enrolled in health services, Indian Health Service clinics, as well as family members, household members, and then employees of the tribe. So that showed up the same week. And the state of Colorado also started working on these kind of pop-up points of dispensation for priority populations. So all of those things came together last week. There was a tremendous amount of behind the scenes work from all of the providers and lots of the eligible folks so that we could start clinics late last week and into the weekend. And we got most of the educators done. We got lots of our licensed childcare done. And this is in both counties served by San Juan Basin Public Health. And we did not slow down at all on the 70 plus year olds that are going to the community vaccination site. So I think it was a hugely successful week, a lot of work behind the scenes. So we're really proud of this community coming together to ensure that we're headed in the right direction for vaccine. So the good news is, you know, I think Colorado's right at about maybe 10% of the population has received vaccine. This is huge. Colorado is still planning week to week for vaccine allocation to communities. Because we had such a tremendous week last week, we may actually see a decrease in allocation for first shots this coming week. And that's because Colorado is still trying to smooth it out from community to community to make sure that everyone's getting their fair share and can move through their population. So now that we've done really the lion's share of educators and childcare workers without slowing down on 70 plus year olds, you know, we'll start seeing more 65 to 69 year olds added in, and we'll start working together as a community to find 70 plus year olds that have not been able to get in and get an appointment yet. So in the vaccine world, I think things are headed in the right direction. We're certainly waiting for this time period when there's a more consistent allocation week to week so that people can plan more weeks out in advance. We're seeing that happen in other states. We're seeing that happen in other locations. I think that would be a big next step for our community if that can happen so people can have some more knowns about when they may be eligible. But right now, Colorado's next plan is to open up more phases around March 5th. And it kind of depends on how much, you know, the goal is to get through 70% of 70 plus year olds by the end of February and then start opening the next phases in March 5th. So this is all really good news. We really have to temper this good news, though, with the idea that we still control this virus through our protocols that we've been learning how to do and how to practice for the past year. So, you know, limiting our gatherings, maintaining 6-foot distance, doing things in the community at lower capacity, and wearing our face coverings when we can't be outside, when we can't be more than 6 feet from each other. It is so important right now. And so what we're really concerned about is, are people focusing on the good news story of the vaccine and losing sight of the idea that we still have these other protocols?
Well, let's talk about. So those other protocols, as people have been hearing for about a year now, the masking, the social distancing, not mixing households. So the defense that is vaccines is one part of it, but this new curveball that's been thrown into fighting this pandemic. Seven new variants of COVID-19 have been found in the United States. How much does the vaccine defense play a role in all this and still using all those other mitigation measures in place?
We want to encourage everyone, when it is your turn, to get your vaccine. And the evidence so far is that there is no reason to believe that any vaccine will not be effective against the variants, right? But this is a shifting and changing story. As the variants develop and change, there will be more study. So one of the things that we're finding around, and this is around the world, and now, you know, there's more study of it in the US, is that there appears to be this kind of evolutionary convergence where the virus may be mutating in the shape of the spike protein. And so what's happening is we're finding, and by we, I mean, you know, scientists that do genomic sequencing all across the world, what they are finding is that similar mutations are popping up in different parts of the world, which could indicate that there's kind of this, you know, evolutionary advantage to changing the shape of the spike protein. So what we've all heard about the variants are they can be, you know, maybe between 40 and 70% more contagious, right? But again, you know, it's still a new virus. The variants are new. So we always have to put the asterisk. This is what scientists believe now. Science is not something that doesn't change. So as more information, as we study more about it, we'll have more information about what the variants look like. But if it is true that the shape of the spike protein is changing just a little bit, so that when you breathe in or expose to a tiny bit of virus, the virus locks into the receptor of your cell better than it did before, then it's a smaller amount of viral particles that can seed an infection in any individual. So when we talk about, you know, double masking, and I know you've asked me about, you know, what's the best way to wear the mask? The reason we're talking about that is because if virus is aerosolized, meaning that it's lingering in the air from speaking or breathing or, you know, singing, right? So droplets, those fall. You expel a droplet and it falls to the ground pretty quickly because it's a larger particle. A tiny aerosolized particle can linger in the air. And that's how we see infection spread inside when we're sharing our air. So if your mask isn't well fitting, then you will put more aerosolized virus out there. And if the other person's mask isn't well fitting, they will take in more of this aerosolized virus. If the variants mean that less viral particles can make an individual sick, then it becomes so much more important that your mask fit properly while we're getting through this period of time that we're, you know, expanding access to vaccine, protecting more populations, trying to reopen the economy, making sure kids get back to school. Keep your mask on as best you can. Let's not mix our households just yet, right? Let's do as many things as we possibly can outside because we're still in this kind of race to make sure that we get vaccinated before these potentially more transmissible variants get ahead of what we can do with vaccine. You know, we have the potential, unfortunately, to be right back where we were this winter.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
I hope everyone is enjoying their holiday weekend and getting outside and just trying to do it safely. Thank you.
Leanne, thanks so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for your weekly COVID-19 update.